Director Michael Caton-Jones comes from a hardscrabble neighborhood in Glasgow, but his first movie, Scandal, was about naughty doings among the British upper crust, specifically the Christine Keeler affair. Caton-Jones went on to direct Memphis Belle and Doc Hollywood before turning to a more personal project, Robert Getchell's new adaptation of the Tobias Wolff memoir, This Boy's Life. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
The setting is the Great American West in the year 1957. Eisenhower's president, World War II is an increasingly distant memory. And when we meet Caroline Wolfe, played by Ellen Barkin, she seems the very embodiment of American optimism, streaking across Monument Valley in her reluctant Nash, singing Sinatra songs, escaping. That's what she's done all her life, escaped from men, from jobs, from everything that threatened to pen her in. With her is her son Tobias, played by the remarkable Leonardo DiCaprio. Tobias is a smart kid, but he has a defiant streak nearly as wide as his mom's. The screenwriter Robert Getchell has investigated this mother-son terrain before, most notably in Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. And working with Tobias Wolff's superb book, he once again gets all the rhythms and nuances right. The mutual support systems between mother and son, the sexual resentment, the fondness and the tension. Gradually, we watch Caroline run out of choices. And when she does, she and Tobias find themselves in Seattle, with Tobias hanging out with a bad crowd and spinning out of control.
So, what do we do?
What do you mean?
I mean, what shall we do? Because this isn't working. We barely have any money. Kathy's moving out now. And on top of it all, you've gone wild. You lie.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do. You're smoking cigarettes. You're stealing from Marion's purse. I can't handle it anymore, and it scares me. I don't know what to do. So you tell me.
I can be better. And I will be.
But Caroline knows he can't do it alone. And now she places all her hopes on a new suitor, Dwight, played by Robert De Niro. Tobias can't stand him from the moment they meet.
So you're Toby?
No.
You're not Toby?
No.
Oh, he wants to be called Jack. It's silly, but you know, since he read those Jack London books, you know.
Well, I'll call him anything he wants. I always say people can call me anything they want as long as they don't call me late for supper.
It's been a very long time since Robert De Niro has given a first-rate performance. And I'm afraid his slump isn't over. Dwight turns out to be not only dorky, but downright vicious, a hard-drinking martinet who resents Caroline's love of her son and takes it out on the boy in ways that are increasingly baroque and frightening. Underplayed, Dwight might have been a haunting character, but De Niro overplays to the hilt. And worse, he condescends to Dwight. You can see how much he despises the very character he's portraying. When Caroline marries Dwight, she and Tobias move to his cabin in the appropriately named town of Concrete, Washington. And the movie becomes a battle of wills between Tobias and his new stepfather, who insists that his bullying is all for Tobias' own good. The movie's most brilliant stroke is that Dwight isn't entirely wrong. As ghastly as he is, he's teaching necessary lessons. Without them, Tobias would drift into delinquency, and worse, and he knows it. In fact, what sets This Boy's Life apart from a dozen other coming-of-age movies is the depth of its understanding. Inch by inch, it records Tobias's progress along the tightrope between rebellion and discipline. Nothing director Michael Caton-Jones has ever done could have prepared you for the sensitivity and mastery of tone he shows here. And though he's worked with young actors before, he's never directed a performance as good as this one by Leonardo DiCaprio. DiCaprio's a real find. He conveys all the emotional churning beneath Tobias's surly cool without a hint of falseness or sentimentality. A movie about the travails of adolescence may sound like familiar territory, but This Boy's Life feels completely, surprisingly fresh. Certainly, it's the finest American movie we've seen so far this year.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.